Welcome in, everyone, to Lively Lewis Stories.
That's right. We're back with even more awesome adventures with Levi and Ivy.
Set your story time meter to fun and get ready to join the Lively Lewis crew.
All you need is your imagination and...
Off we go!
I can't wait to see where our story takes us today.
Have you ever wanted to get more Lively Lewis in your life?
Well, we've got you covered.
Grab an adult and zoom over to livelylewisshop.com.
Or just click on the link in our show notes.
Enough about that. Let's get to today's super Lively Lewis story.
Levi and Ivy had just returned from a vacation at the beach. They had spent the last 5 days surrounded by sea, surf, and sand. While they were enjoying the seaside, they of course saw many boats of all shapes and sizes. There were old, tattered fishing boats, sailing boats draped in colorful sails, enormous yachts, and weathered rowboats. They even went out on a few of them and sailed to different islands near the house they were staying. At night, the sound of the waves and distant seagull calls lulled them to sleep, where they dreamt of pirate adventures, mermaids, and distant lands which could only be reached on the decks of giant sailing ships. When they returned home and were no longer near the sea, they did all they could to feel like they were still there. Levi woke the family with seagull calls while splashing water in the shower. Ivy shouted, "Aye, aye, matey," when asked by her parents to clear her dishes from the table or make her bed. And they both sat in the sandbox listening to the sound of the ocean recording on their laptop. "Hey kids, we're really happy that you enjoyed your vacation at the beach, but we're home now, and some things do have to go back to normal," said Levi and Ivy's mom. "Yeah, kids, I can't wake up to the sound of Levi's seagull calls anymore," pleaded their dad. "It's not a fun way to greet the day." "How about you two go and play at the park for a bit?" suggested Levi and Ivy's mom. "I think seeing your friends will help get you right back into the groove here at home and out of vacation mode." "We'll go back to the beach soon," said their dad. "But for now, I can't have you tracking any more sand into the house. It looks like low tide just hit the kitchen." Levi and Ivy giggled and nodded to their parents. "Sorry, Mom and Dad," said Levi. "It's just hard once you've lived at the sea and to go back to life as a land dweller." "Levi, you stayed in a beach house for 5 days, explained his mom. "Aye, aye, matey. Okay, we'll go to the park," said Ivy with a little smirk. But before they left, they grabbed a few supplies. Levi scooped up his pirate spyglass that he got at his favorite souvenir shop at the beach, and Ivy took her replica pirate treasure map. "Maybe we'll find a mermaid living in the pond at the park," whispered Ivy as she and Levi headed out the door. "Or maybe there'll be a pirate wandering around the seesaw who will need to outsmart to save an underwater kingdom," added Levi. "We really do have some great imaginations," said Ivy with a smile. "Wouldn't it be amazing if that could actually happen?" And without giving that incredible ocean scenario another thought, they ran off to the playground once they reached the park. They met some friends there who were already playing and started to tell them all about their vacation, every wave, shell, and sandy shore story. Okay, Levi," said their friend Ross. "Your vacation sounded great, but can we please get back to playing tag?" Levi and Ivy quickly realized that their friends weren't as interested in their vacation tales as they were. They decided to play by themselves for a bit, and you'll never guess what they decided to play. If you said Ocean Adventure Voyage, you'd be right. They were pretending the jungle gym they were on was a ship with giant sails that pushed them toward never-before-seen or explored islands, where adventure waited around every turn and under every clump of seaweed. As they were playing, the wind began to pick up, the sky turned dark, and it looked like it was going to rain. But what happened next was definitely not a rainstorm. The jungle gym began to sway and rock as if pushed by mighty waves. Levi and Ivy were a bit nervous, but also very curious to see what would happen next. They watched in silence as a wild transformation took place right before their eyes. The swings began to shimmer and glow and morph into majestic sails painted with long blue stripes. The slides in the playground stretched toward the jungle gym, linking themselves to it like a gangplank from a pier. Then the biggest transformation of all happened as the jungle gym itself turned into the most remarkable sailing ship. Off the side of the mighty sailing vessel stood a group of friends, wide-eyed in amazement. Levi knew from his time at the beach that every good ship needs a good crew and a captain. He knew that he and Ivy could share the captain duties and that their friends would make the perfect crew. Levi called out to all of them to use the slides, turned gangplanks, to board the ships. And it was a good thing he called them when he did, for as the last of them jumped aboard the mighty ship, the gangplanks pulled away from the side and the playground and park turned into a vast and roaring ocean. The ship rocked back and forth before finally steadying itself in the water as Levi and Ivy stumbled to their feet. They walked to the ship's wheel and took control of it, steering it through the choppy waves. Then they gathered their crew to see what they should do next. "Mateys, I think we are about to depart on a great adventure," began Levi, "and we'll need help from all of you to make it through. Levi, I think the more important thing to discuss is why the playground turned into an ocean and the playground equipment became a giant ship," called out Ross. "While that is a good point, Ross, I think something we really need to discuss right now is why there's a mermaid on that rock and that we're headed right for it," said Ivy, trying to remain calm. Levi grabbed a hold of the wheel and turned it sharply to the left, just avoiding the large rock sticking up from the rough water. Then he ordered the crew to throw a life ring to the mermaid and pull her on board. As they did so, they could see she looked shaken and scared. "Thank you for saving me," said the mermaid. "I normally would have just dove back into the water, but I injured my tail escaping from a very mean pirate." Levi and Ivy couldn't help but look at each other in disbelief. Could the story they had imagined on their way to the playground actually be coming true? Levi had to know for sure.
Mermaid? "My name is Levi. This is my sister Ivy, and this is our noble crew. Did the pirate you escaped from steal anything from you by chance?" he asked.
"Why, yes, he did," replied the mermaid. "And my name is Odin. It means little wave. The pirate, Captain Salt, who I just narrowly escaped from, stole the magical gem from my underwater kingdom. With it in his hands, he'll be one of the most powerful forces on and in the ocean, and my kingdom will lose all its power. Without our powers, the ocean will turn dark and cold. We need to get our gem back to store the beauty, light, and warmth to our magical water world."
"We're here to help any way we can," said Ivy. "The first thing we have to do is find Captain Salt. Do you know where he could be?"
"Unfortunately, I don't know where the captain was headed when he captured me," said Odin. "And when I escaped, I swam as fast as I could and I didn't look back. I was swimming so quickly that I banged into that large rock where you picked me up and I injured my tail."
After hearing that, everyone seemed to think their adventure had ended before it even began, and Ivy had a great idea.
"I think I may know how we can find Captain Salt," said Ivy with a glimmer of hope in her eyes.
She then reached into her pocket and pulled out the treasure map that she had taken from her house. "If you want to find a pirate and his treasure, everyone knows you need a treasure map. Maybe if we follow the clues on this map, we can find Captain Salt and get your magical gem back," said Ivy, sounding hopeful.
"I think that sounds like the best plan we've got,"
agreed Levi as he studied the map and set a course toward the west side of the park.
But unlike most days where that would have been a short, quick walk,
today it was a treacherous voyage across an angry sea. And as they sailed along, they encountered creatures, great and small. Large whales swam next to the ship, nudging it with their enormous bodies as they were trying to capsize it.
"The whales were sent by Captain Salt," said Odin. "I just know it. No whale I've ever met would try and hurt anyone."
"With the magical ocean gem in the hands of a mean pirate, everything in the ocean is upside down." Levi did his best to keep the ship steady and on course. Ivy was in charge of the map and directed Levi where to go. The waves crashed along the side of the ship as another creature tried to disrupt their voyage and find Captain Salt and the magical ocean gem.
"Straight ahead, Levi,"
called out Ross as he and the rest of the crew ran to the bow of the ship.
"There's a sea monster in front of us."
And sure enough, when Levi looked into the distance, there was a dragon-like creature with a long, scaly neck and a ferocious face staring right at him, Ivy, Odin, and the ship's crew. He quickly found out that 5 days at the beach does not make you prepare to defend your ship against a sea monster. He turned to Odin, hoping she would have some wisdom to share. Thankfully, she knew that sea monsters were actually very skittish creatures. They only like scaring others, not being scared themselves. Odin asked if anyone had anything reflective that she could use as a mirror. The crew ran around the ship and found a large, shiny metal tray.
"This will do just fine," said Odin when the tray was handed to her. "I know it will be scary, but get as close to the sea monster as you can. We will all be okay. You have to trust me."
Levi and Ivy looked at Odin and immediately felt a sense of calm. They trusted her. So Levi steered the mighty ship toward the giant monster thrashing in the waves in front of them. As soon as the sea monster was close enough, Odin used a mermaid call that only he could hear. When she got the beast's attention, she held up the large shiny tray and let him get a look at himself. Once the sea monster got a look at his ferocious face, he let out quite a yelp and plunged into the dark depths below.
This left the crew, Levi, Ivy, and Odin, quite relieved and able to continue their journey. Ivy looked at her map yet again, noting that they were heading in the right direction and successfully had made it past Sea Monster Passage, which was labeled on the map. "We just need to get around this bend and head toward those giant rocky cliffs," said Ivy. "As we approach, we should see a cave opening just big enough for our ship to fit through. That is Captain Salt's lair. That's where we'll find the magical ocean gem." Odin looked hopeful and happy, thinking of getting the gem back and returning it to her kingdom. She knew by doing this, she would restore order to the ocean and bring back the peace and tranquility that is needed for proper balance. Ivy and Levi watched carefully, navigating the rocky cliffs. Pointy rock formations jutted up from the frothy white caps ahead. He narrowly missed hitting them, which, if he did, would have torn a huge hole in the ship and caused it to sink. They approached the cliffs and saw the entrance to the cave up ahead. The ship slipped past the rocky walls and anchored inside a massive hidden chamber. The only other thing there was another ship. But this was no ordinary ship. It was a pirate ship. More specifically, Captain Salt's pirate ship. And it didn't take long for Levi, Ivy, Odin, and their crew to find out that he didn't like visitors.
"Who dare enter my pirate lair?"
echoed off the walls in the cave. It sent a shiver down the backs of everyone who heard it, because they knew it meant Captain Salt wasn't too far away.
"Well, well, what do we have here?" asked Captain Salt as he appeared out of the darkness from one of the cabins on the ship. "Is that you, Odin? I didn't think I'd ever see you again, but I assume you're here to get your magical ocean gem back."
"I am," said Odin, trying to sound brave, but her voice shook as she talked. "We need that gem back to restore order and to balance the ocean. It's not yours. You can't keep it."
"Well, who's gonna take it back from me?" laughed Captain Salt. "Certainly not a tiny mermaid like you, or the kiddie crew sailing the ship you're on."
"We're not just kids," said Levi confidently as he walked into view, making sure Captain Salt could see him. "We're fearless sailors. We fight for what's right and just in the ocean. Now please, give back that gem before we have to come and take it from you."
"Brave words from a little boy," replied Captain Salt. "But if you want the gem, you'll have to find it. If you can do that, then it's all yours."
Captain Salt then began to laugh wildly, knowing that his hiding place was one that they would never find. Levi gathered Ivy, Odin, and the rest of his crew together to discuss how they would find the gem.
"This cave is huge," said Ross. "There's no way we'll find a small gem in here."
"I have to agree," said Ivy. "Where would we even start? It could be on his ship, somewhere in the cave, or even underwater." Levi sat and thought for a moment and then remembered what he had brought with him. He reached in his pocket and pulled out his souvenir spyglass. He then looked at Ivy and said, "I'm really glad I spent the extra $1.50 for the spyglass that had the treasure-seeking technology." Levi giggled to himself as he held the spyglass to his eye and pressed a small button on the side. The button was advertised to help find treasure you're after anywhere with just a press of a button. Hear a beep when the treasure is in view. Levi looked around for a while and he didn't hear a thing.
"Give up yet?"
called out Captain Salt. And just then, the spyglass began to beep.
"Not just yet," replied Levi. "I know where the gem is. It's in your coat pocket."
Captain Salt's jaw dropped. How could Levi have known that?
"What? How? I don't understand," called out Captain Salt.
And as he did, Odin began to sing. Since she was closer to the gem now, her mermaid powers began to grow strong again. She called to the gem and asked for it to return to its home. Captain Salt's coat pocket began to glow, and despite its great efforts, Odin's mermaid powers were just too strong. The magical ocean gem finally flew out of his pocket, through the misty ocean air, and into Odin's hand. At that moment, the cave began to shake, and pieces of rock fell into the water around Levi and Ivy's ship.
"Don't be scared," Odin said once again. "We'll be okay. Just trust me."
She directed Levi through a special passage that was beginning to open up as the rocks crumbled in front of them. Levi skillfully sailed out of the cave and into the bright sunshine of a glorious day. A day where the powers of the ocean had been restored. A day where Captain Salt was left alone and pouting in his pirate lair as it crumbled around him. And a day where good won out over all.
"Thank you so much,"
cheered Odin as she felt the strength return to her tail and dove off Levi and Ivy's ship.
"I'll see that the gem gets returned to my kingdom and put it under lock and key so this never happens again."
It was our pleasure to help you, Odin, said Ivy. I just feel bad that we'll never see you again. You see, we don't live near the ocean. Oh, don't worry about that, said Odin. If today has taught you anything, it's that the magic of the ocean can live anywhere, if you use your imagination and dream with your heart. Farewell, and look for me in the waves the next time you visit the beach. Odin then dove under the water as a gentle breeze began to blow. It picked up speed and started to spin Levi and Ivy's ship around and around. They closed their eyes along with the crew and waited until the whirlwind was over. When they finally opened their eyes and found themselves back at the playground, Levi and Ivy were standing back on the jungle gym as they had before their wonderful voyage had begun. Their friends were off playing tag and looked as if they didn't notice anything had happened. Levi and Ivy looked around frantically. Was it all a dream? Just their imagination? Levi? Ivy said. Yes, Ivy, answered Levi. What just happened? She said. Something incredible that we'll never forget, said Levi with a big smile. Let's go tell Mom and Dad that we want to go back to the beach this weekend, said Ivy. Sounds good to me, said Levi as they jumped off the jungle gym to run home. But as they did, Levi stopped suddenly when he saw Ivy pick something up from the ground. Is that a... Levi began. A seashell, said Ivy with a smile. It wasn't a dream, they said together as they ran off into the sun.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the story and learned a little something too.
And since we know everyone has their own story, we'd love to hear yours.
If you have an idea for a Lively Lewis story, leave a comment on our Apple Podcast review page with 5 stars, your idea, and your little one's name.
Then maybe our next adventure
will be with you.
Until our next Storytime Hangout.
Thanks for listening.
We can't wait to share another fun Lively Lewis story with you.